content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you A Journey Through History Club meets February 2nd. Audio Description Awards nominations are being taken by Joel Snyder. IRS forms for the blind and visually impaired are available at the IRS website. The ACB of Maryland is supplying details of their virtual convention coming up. MS Teams and JAWS Beyond the Basics webinar on the 21st. That's next Thursday. Seedlings.org has an outline of 2021 programs for children with BVI. News and Observer has an article in their business section on gene therapy startup raises $55 million for blindness treatment. CNN.com has the vaccine passport to travel in 2021. And I will try very hard to get to that article on the diabetes site from greatergood.com on the BCG vaccine to restore islet cells in type 1 diabetes. If I have any time left over, I will try to read a couple of items from Cool Blind Tech. So let's get started. Journey Through History meets February 2nd, 2021 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time to discuss the Great Halifax Explosion, a World War I story of treachery, tragedy, and extraordinary heroism. DB 94498 by John U. Bacon. On February 2nd, we go north across the Canadian border in the year 1917. NLS annotation, https://nlsbard.loc.gov/nlsbardprod/download/detail/src/db94498. The Great Halifax Explosion, a World War I story of treachery, tragedy, and extraordinary heroism, DB 94498. Bacon, John Yu, reading time 10 hours, 40 minutes. Read by Johnny Heller, a production of the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Library of Congress. World History and Affairs. An account of the world's largest man-made explosion prior to the creation of the atomic bomb, which took place in 1917 when a freighter carrying thousands of tons of explosives caught fire, examines the recklessness that led to the tragedy, the ensuing rescue efforts, and the extent of the damage. Unrated, commercial audiobook, copyright 2017. Join us on Zoom with your PC, Mac, iPhone, or telephone. Zoom invitation, https://us02web.zoom.us/j/177809772. Query, PWD equals D, capital S, T, 5, capital Z, J, capital B, Z, capital K, 3, H, capital Y, capital L, 3, D, O, capital R, capital E, 5, capital N, capital V, Y, 9, 6, capital M, 3, capital J, capital V, capital U, capital T, 0, 9. Meeting ID is 177-809-772. Passcode AWZ. OneTap mobile telephone numbers 929-205-6099 or 301-715-8592. Dial telephone numbers in New York, Germantown, Chicago, Tacoma, Houston, or San Jose. Meeting ID 177-809-772. Find your local number at https://us02web.zoom.us/u/kz-a-i-n-d-o-n-2. Signed, Don Queen. The American Council of the Blind's Audio Description Project announces call for nominations for the 13th Annual ADP Awards 2021. The Audio Description Project, ADP, is a wide-ranging audio description promotion and production initiative with goals that include building advocacy on behalf of audio description, offering a range of educational resources and working to establish nationally acknowledged user-focused guidelines for quality description in its various genres, as well as professionally recognized certification program for audio describers. Encouraging growth of audio description with an emphasis on the involvement of AD users, consumers, especially youth. Disseminating information on audio description and provide general support for regional, state, and local forums. Encouraging studies on audio description, particularly with respect to its efficacy as a technique for conveying visual images and its impact on literacy for children and others. One part of the project involves the recognition of outstanding contributions to the field of audio description. Application categories. This year's ADP Awards include a call for nominations in 9 categories. Achievement in audio description, media, organizations. Achievement in audio description, media, individuals. Achievement in audio description, performing arts, organizations. Achievement in audio description, performing arts, individuals. Achievement in audio description, museums, visual art, visitor centers, organizations. Achievement in audio description, museums, visual art, visitor centers, individuals. Achievement in audio description, international. Dr. Margaret Fonsteel Memorial Award in Audio Description, Research and Development. Her name is spelled P-F-A-N-S-T-I-E-H-L. Barry Levine Memorial Award for Career Achievement in Audio Description. The call for nominations ends Sunday, May 9th, 2021, that's Mother's Day, with winners announced during a plenary general session of the American Council of the Blind Conference and Convention in July 2021. The 2021 Conference and Convention sessions will be held virtually via Zoom and also broadcast on ACB Radio. Nomination material, criteria, and more information follows and is also available at www.acb.org/ADP. The awards and criteria for selection of recipients. Achievement in audio description, media, organizations, or media, individuals. Achievement in audio description, performing arts, organizations, or performing arts, individuals. Achievement in audio description, museums, visual art, visitor centers, organizations, or individuals. Achievement in audio description, international. Dr. Margaret Fonsteel Memorial Award in Audio Description, Research and Development. Barry Levine Memorial Award for Career Achievement in Audio Description. The achievement awards are made to individuals and/or organizations for outstanding contributions to the establishment and/or continued development of significant audio description programs in each of 3 areas: media, performing arts, and museums. Beginning in 2021, we are recognizing organizations and individuals in separate award categories for the media, performing arts, and the museum's visual arts visitor centers achievement awards. The Dr. Margaret Fonsteel Memorial Award for Research and Development is made to an individual or organization for outstanding research that leads to the advance of audio description. With the exception of the International Achievement Award and the Dr. Margaret Fonsteel Memorial Award for Research and Development, only U.S.-based organizations or individuals are eligible. On occasion, we will award special recognition awards to organizations or individuals in the various achievement awards categories. The Barry Levine Memorial Award for Career Achievement in Audio Description has been established as a tribute to the late Barry Levine, the highly respected moderator of the Audio Description Listserv, administered by the American Council of the Blind, ACB. Barry was not only an avid description user in both media and performing arts, he served so many others as the president of Audio Description International. He was a trusted friend and valued mentor. When he passed away suddenly in May 2009, the nation lost a forceful and impressive advocate for audio description. The Barry Levine Memorial Award for Career Achievement in Audio Description recognizes an individual for outstanding contributions to the field of audio description over an extended period of time, leading, inspiring, or providing significant service to others. Past recipients, Achievement in Audio Description Media, 2019 Microsoft Xbox, 2020 Disney+. Achievement in Audio Description Performing Arts, 2019, Hunter Gullickson and the Guthrie Theater, 2020, Broadway, Sacramento. Achievement in Audio Description Museums, Visual Arts, Visitor Centers, 2019, Hannah Goodwin and the Museum of Fine Arts, Boston, 2020, Michelle Hartley, National Park Service. Achievement in Audio Description International, 2019, Vera Arma, Italy, 2020, Vocal Eyes, UK. Special Recognition Achievement in Audio Description 2019, Montclair State University, Montclair, New Jersey. 2020, Mary Hanks, Houston, Texas, Audio Described, AOTEAROA Limited, New Zealand. Dr. Margaret Fonsteel Memorial Award in Audio Description Research and Development, 2019, Dr. Brett Oppegaard, that's Oppegaard, sounds Norwegian. 2020, United Airlines. Barry Levine Memorial Award for Career Achievement in Audio Description, 2019, John P. Skalen, Skaalen, 2020, Matthew J. Kaplowitz, Kaplowitz. How to nominate. We urge you to recognize someone who has contributed significantly to the growth of audio description. Submitting a nomination is easy. It's a three-step process. 1. Tell us about the nominee. 2. Tell us about yourself. 3. Support your nomination. Fill out the form below or make your nomination online at https://jsnyder42.wufoo.com. That's WUFOO.com/forms/2021-audio-descriptions-project-awards/. Nomination form, 2021 Audio Description Annual Project Awards. You may submit as many nominations as you wish, one nomination per form. Self-nominations are permitted. Deadline for nominations, May 9th, 2021. If using the form below, submit your nominations to kim.charlson@perkins.org. Or mail to Kim Charlson, Co-Chair, Audio Description Project Steering Committee, American Council of the Blind, 1703 North Beauregard Street, Suite 420, Alexandria, Virginia, 22311. Tell us about the nominee. Award for which you're making a nomination. Select your category. Name of nominee, email address, street address, city, state, and zip, phone number, fax number. Tell us about yourself, your name, email, street address, city, state, zip, phone, or fax numbers. Support your nomination. For achievements and awards in media, performing arts, or museums, attach or type below a 500-word or less statement that illustrates how your nominee has made outstanding contributions to the establishment and or continued development of significant audio description programs in media, performing arts, or museums. For the Dr. Margaret R. Fonsteel Award in Research and Development, attach or type below a 500-word or less statement that illustrates how your nominee has conducted outstanding research that has led to the advance of audio description. For the Barry Levine Memorial Award for Career Achievement in Audio Description, attach or type below a 500-word or less statement that illustrates how your nominee has made outstanding contributions to the field of audio description over an extended period of time, leading, inspiring, or providing significant service to others. Deadline for nominations, May 9, 2021. Make your name nominations online at https://jsnyder42.wufoo.com/forms/2021-audio-description-project-awards/. And the rest of the information also repeats. IRS services for the visually impaired. The Internal Revenue Service is pleased to inform you that we have updated information on IRS.gov regarding the Alternative Media Center, AMC, at https://www.irs.gov/forms-pubs/information-about-the-alternative-media-center, and on our accessible forms and publications page at https://www.irs.gov/forms-pubs www.accessible-irs-tax-products. The AMC provides a variety of services to assist visually impaired taxpayers. On our website, you will find links to accessible forms and publications, instructions on how to obtain accessible copies of notices or letters, and information about upcoming enhancements to our accessibility services. Visually impaired taxpayers who need assistance with a notice or letter in print formats or need other information about the services available through the AMC should contact us at 800-829-1040. Signed, Maureen Golder, Media and Publications, Alternative Media Center. Email maureen.p.golder, G-O-U-L-D-E-R, at irs.gov. Hi, everyone. Just wanted to send a quick reminder about the upcoming virtual convention of the American Council of the Blind of Maryland, which will begin Friday, January 29th at 5 p.m. and continue all day on Saturday, January 30th, culminating in our fun-filled live auction. Our convention will be held via Zoom and streamed on ACB Radio, and we'd love to have you join us. Registration is $10. To register, please call or email me, Jane Carona, C-A-R-O-N-A, ACB of MD Treasurer, at 301-598-2131. Email jane.e.carona@gmail.com. I forwarded our convention program to this list a couple of weeks ago, but if you missed seeing it, let me know and I'll be happy to resend. Please feel free to disseminate this invitation far and wide. Our convention committee has worked hard to make your visit to Maryland fun and informative, and we look forward to your visit with us on January 29 and 30. Signed, Jane Carona, Treasurer, American Council of the Blind of Maryland, 301-598-2131. Email jane.e.carona@gmail.com. JAWS screen reader users, Microsoft Teams and JAWS Beyond the Basics, January 21, 2021. Do you use Microsoft Teams with JAWS? Want more information about valuable features? Join us on Thursday, January 21 at noon Eastern Time for Microsoft Teams and JAWS Beyond the Basics. We'll provide an overview of the Teams interface and discuss improved navigation options with JAWS 2021 and Fusion 2021. Learn how to search for messages, files, and commands, attach and download files, use keyboard shortcuts. https://zoom.us/register/capital W capital N underscore capital P capital S G capital O H H S 5 capital R capital D A O capital H underscore 7 capital Y 8 capital N C capital W capital X G. From Seedlings.org, special programs and free Braille. At Seedlings, we strive to provide opportunities for literacy. Listed below are some of our ongoing special projects. COVID update. Seedlings is closed to the public in accordance with state COVID-19 guidelines. U.S. orders can be placed via the web, phone, or fax, but fulfillment and shipping may be slower than normal. Please continue to register for these special programs, and we will process them as soon as we can. Thank you for your patience and understanding. The Rose Project, World Book Encyclopedia Articles in Braille, a free service for visually impaired students in grades 1 through 12. 2021 Book Angel Program for VI Children. Through this program, we have given children with vision loss over 65,000 free Braille books since 2002. Each visually impaired child ages 0 to 21 in the U.S. can receive 3 Braille books per year thanks to the Book Angel Program. Register now for your 2021 books. Please re-register each year. The TVIP program for 2021. Certified teachers of the visually impaired in the U.S. may order 4 free one-volume Braille books from Seedlings each calendar year. Order here at the hot link and use the code TVIP21 as your purchase order number. With schools being closed, we understand that it might be best if you use your home address for your order. Please be patient. We are very excited to send you these free books, but we will need to produce and pack them when we are not busy with paid orders. And please understand that by ordering these free books, you are agreeing to be on our email list for our quarterly newsletters and other updates. Happy reading! The Adopt a Reader Program. If you live in Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, or Ohio, you may enroll your VI child in Seedling's Adopt a Reader Program. Once we match you with one of our generous donors, your child will receive a gift certificate for hundreds of dollars worth of free Seedling's books. It's easy to enroll. Just download the AAR enrollment form and send it with a photo of your child so our donors can learn a little about their adopted reader. Only first names will be used and your contact information will not be shared. For more information, contact Seedlings at seedlink4@ameritech.net or call 800-777-8552, extension 307. From News and Observer, December 16, 2020, a promising gene therapy startup that treats a disease that causes blindness has raised $55 million from investors. Article by Zachary Eanes, E-A-N-E-S. Durham-based Atsena Therapeutics, A-T-S-E-N-A, said it will use the proceeds to push its therapy for Leber congenital amaurosis, LCA, through clinical trials. LCA is a genetic eye disease that is one of the leading causes of blindness in children. It affects about 1 to 2 babies in every 100,000 births, according to the National Organization for Rare Disorders. Atsena formed earlier last year after it acquired the rights to the LCA treatment from Sanofi. The technology was originally created by Shannon Boy, B-O-Y-E, a scientist at the University of Florida. Go Gators! The new round of capital comes just months after it raised $8.2 million from investors like Durham's Hatteras Venture Partners. "We needed to raise additional capital to accelerate the growth of the company," said CEO Patrick Ritschel, who previously led another Durham gene therapy company called Stride Bio. Hatteras once again invested in Atsena, the company said. It was joined by other investors like Sofinova Investments, S-O-F-I-N-N-O-V-A, Abingworth, A-B-I-N-G-W-R-T-H-O-R-T-H, and Lightstone, L-I-G-H-T-S-T-O-N-E, Ventures. Ritschel said Atsena is ramping up across the board with the goal of hiring around 20 more positions in this year. The company is currently operating out of lab space in the Chesterfield building in downtown Durham, but Ritschel said it is looking to move into a larger space next year. Atsena's growth is another highlight of how hot the gene therapy industry is in the Triangle. Though still experimental, gene therapy is one of the most promising forms of treatment for diseases like cancer and some inherited disorders. It's still relatively new, though, with fewer than 24 gene therapies being approved so far by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. But already the Triangle has established itself as an important hub for the technology, and it is attracting some serious money. In October, AskBio, a gene therapy company based in the RTP, was acquired by Bayer in a deal potentially worth $4 billion. "I think the Triangle for gene therapy is a great area to be," Ritschel said. "There is a tremendous amount of capability and infrastructure, and the universities continue to graduate people into the field. Atsena's therapy will likely remain in clinical trials for several years to come. The company is also researching other potential therapies for its technology." So far, Ritschel said that he has been encouraged by his company's early data and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's growing acceptance of gene therapies. "Certainly, there has been a large number of folks that have moved into the gene therapy space," he said. "There have been a couple of approvals, and the path is becoming more clear. The FDA is broadly supportive of these types of programs." This story was produced with financial support from a coalition of partners led by Innovate Raleigh as part of an independent journalism fellowship program. The NNO maintains full editorial control of the work. To learn more, go to bit.ly/newsinnovate. From CNN.com, if you want to travel this year, you may need a vaccine passport. Dateline San Francisco, CNN Business. Now that coronavirus vaccines are starting to roll out in the U.S. and abroad, many people may be dreaming of the day when they can travel, shop, and go to the movies again. But in order to do those activities, you may eventually need something in addition to the vaccine, a vaccine passport application. Several companies and technology groups have begun developing smartphone apps or systems for individuals to upload details of their COVID-19 tests and vaccinations, creating digital credentials that could be shown in order to enter concert venues, stadiums, movie theaters, offices, or even countries. The Common Trust Network, an initiative by Geneva-based nonprofit The Commons Project and the World Economic Forum, has partnered with several airlines, including Cathay Pacific, JetBlue, Lufthansa, Swiss Airlines, United Airlines, and Virgin Atlantic, as well as hundreds of health systems across the United States and the government of Aruba. The Common Pass app, created by the group, allows users to upload medical data, such as COVID-19 test results, or eventually a proof of vaccination by a hospital or medical professional, generating a health certificate or pass in the form of a QR code that can be shown to authorities without revealing sensitive information. For travel, the app lists health pass requirements at the points of departure and arrival based on your itinerary. You can be tested every time you cross a border. You cannot be vaccinated every time you cross a border. Thomas Crampton, Chief Marketing and Communications Officer for the Commons Project, told CNN Business. He stressed the need for a simple and easily transferable set of credentials or a digital yellow card, referring to the paper document generally issued as proof of vaccination. Large tech firms are also getting in on the act. IBM developed its own app called Digital Health Pass, which allows companies and venues to customize indicators they would require for entry, including coronavirus tests, temperature checks, and vaccination records. Credentials corresponding to those indicators are then stored in a mobile wallet. In an effort to address one challenge around returning to normalcy after vaccines are distributed widely, developers may now have to confront other challenges, ranging from privacy issues to representing the varied effectiveness of different vaccines. But the most pressing challenge may simply be avoiding the disjointed implementation and mixed success of tech's previous attempts to address the public health crisis, contact tracing apps. Early on in the pandemic, Apple and Google set aside their smartphone rivalry to jointly develop a Bluetooth-based system to notify users if they'd been exposed to someone with COVID-19. Many countries and state governments around the world also developed and used their own apps. I think where exposure notification ran into some challenges was more of the piecemeal implementation choices, lack of federal leadership, where each state had to go it alone, and so each state had to figure it out independently, said Jenny Wanger, who leads the exposure notification initiatives for Linux Foundation Public Health, a tech-focused organization helping public health authorities around the world combat COVID-19. To encourage better coordination this time, the Linux Foundation has partnered with COVID-19 Credentials Initiative, a collective of more than 300 people representing dozens of organizations across 5 continents, and is also working with IBM and Common Pass to help develop a set of universal standards for vaccine credential apps. If we're successful, you should be able to say, "I've got a vaccine certificate on my phone that I got when I was vaccinated in one country, with a whole set of its own kind of health management practices that I use to get on a plane to an entirely different country, and then I presented in that new country a vaccination credential so that I could go into that concert that was happening indoors." There is more, but I've run out of time. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed this week's edition of Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you.